scoring our lawmakers on their votes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The League of Conservation Voters has released its annual scorecard. It shows how members of Congress voted on environmental issues. This year, the group found a deep partisan divide.
I think it is no surprise to anyone that the same partisan politics and the same partisan breakdown of environmental issues you see on the federal level, you see in Michigan as well.
That's Charlotte Jamieson. She's the government affairs director for the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. The group just published its own scorecard for the state legislature.
What I find most interesting from last session is that there were really, really great examples where we were able to get things done in a bipartisan way, and we were able to get substantial Republican support for things like the energy bill package.
She says Michigan lawmakers are often able to find common ground on Great Lakes issues and when economics come into play. This is the Environment Report. Scientists have known that spring is arriving earlier across the U.S. because of climate change. Now you can take a look at new maps to see exactly how early spring tends to arrive where you live. Jake Weltzien is an ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, and he joins me now. Hi, Jake.
Hello there.
How much earlier is spring arriving on average in the U.S.?
Well, it depends a little bit on where you are. So if you're in Michigan right now, you're probably wishing the spring would arrive anytime soon. But the folks down in the southeastern United States are, across much of that region, are seeing spring coming as many as 3 weeks early this year.
And in Michigan, we know that some crops are at risk when we get earlier spring warm-ups that are followed by hard freezes. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other implications of spring arriving earlier?
Well, I live here in Tucson, Arizona, and I got my first mosquito bite just this weekend. So there's been enough heat in the system to warm things up to let the mosquitoes start to get active. So ticks is another problem. That's a real issue. Again, both mosquitoes and ticks are disease vectors, and so not only do they cause discomfort, but they may also carry disease.
How do you make these maps?
So what we're doing is we are essentially taking what you would say is a weather service data set and applying a model to that. And the model is the relationship between when early leafing plants flower or leaf out, and relating that to the temperature records. So we have a daily time step. Basically, every day we run the model, and then we look at how it varies from the long-term average.
What do you want to do next with these maps?
These models that we have right now show a generalized index of spring and how it varies over space and time. And what we'd like to do is try to get into more specific models, what we call species-specific models, so we could do a better job making forecasts about some of the other important tree species, say, in your region, or, like we talked about earlier, ticks and mosquitoes. So wouldn't it be great if we had a forecast that would allow us to make plans about, oh, pollen season is just around the corner. I need to go get my antihistamines. Or, okay, oh, I've got ticks out in the woods coming up next week, so when we go camping, we need to make sure that we take plenty of, protective clothing. So species-specific models that can help people make decisions about how they're going to work and live and depend on their environment.
Jake Weltzien is an ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You can find the maps on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.